The new CD by the artist, once again known as Prince, hits U.S. stores today. Last week, Prince caused a stir in the U.K. by giving away nearly 3 million copies of the album inside a British newspaper. It was great news for fans, but as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, his label wasn't very happy.
From the beginning, Prince has been a maverick and something of an eccentric. Owen Husney, Prince's first manager, met him in the late 1970s in Minneapolis.
He was running around in, like, practically pantyhose, and people didn't know. He was so androgynous. What is he? Who is he? Is he male? Is he female? Ah, he's crazy. What is he?
Gender aside, Prince became a multi-million dollar musical powerhouse. Prince has also been controversial, and not just for some of his lyrics. In the late 1970s, Prince signed with Warner Brothers and made the label a lot of money. Don't lie. Where's your living here? Take a look around. At least you got friends. The album Purple Rain alone sold more than 15 million copies worldwide and produced four top 10 hits. In 1992, Warner offered Prince a $100 million contract, one of the biggest ever for a musician. But Prince didn't like the terms. Among other things, he wanted to own his own master recordings. Prince made his anger public by inscribing the word slave into his beard. Jason King teaches about the record industry at New York University.
It highlighted to audiences that recording artists, as glamorous as that life may seem, really have very disadvantageous contracts with record labels. The flip side of that is that he really wasn't a slave, in the sense that record companies really did a lot for him in terms of marketing him, promoting him, pushing him.
Prince didn't make it easy for them. With few exceptions, he refused to do interviews. Bob Merlis was director of publicity at Warner Brothers when Prince was signed to the label, and he says he tried several times to convince Prince to talk to the press.
He did say something about, I could have a conversation about music with Miles Davis, you know, and cited some musical terms like, you know, diminished fifth, arpeggio, whatever. He said, but I don't really speak the language that these journalists speak.
Besides, creating a mystique around himself is just as effective a marketing tool as baring your soul in the press. Prince didn't say much about his decision to give away his new album inside a British newspaper either. Anyone who bought the Mail on Sunday on July 15th got a free copy of Planet Earth. Just like the count of sparks that revolve around the sun. Prince's current label, Sony BMG, was not happy with the giveaway. The company announced it would not stock Planet Earth in retail shops in the UK. One retailer called Prince's decision absolute madness. Now the album is all over the internet for free. So is it madness, or is this another deliberate marketing decision? Music critic Tom Moon thinks it's the latter.
He has the chance to claim listeners right away. He doesn't have to mess with an antiquated system of getting the record from him to the ultimate end user. Why not get people familiar with the music quickly, get it out there, create a little bit of a stir?
Besides, musicians have always made most of their money from performing. And right now, Prince's concert tour of the UK is nearly sold out. He's recently played exclusive shows in Las Vegas and New York at more than $1,000 a ticket. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News. Time is too-